All right, well, just like every other day, today the podcast is not going to record itself. Oh, it's raining again. Hold on, do I need to go close my window? I might need to go close my window. Give me a minute, I'll be back. You guys listen to the intro. I was woken up at 02:30 this morning by the rain hitting me in the face.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
No, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space, this ain't it.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can you shove your opinions up the air. I was close, but not quite. How you doing, great one? I'm tired. Tired because it's a very lazy, lazy day. And I've been awake pretty much since 02:30 because I was laying in bed and I wake up and there's water smacking me in the face because the rain is blowing sideways through the window. I mean, there's worse ways to wake up. Could wake up with a dick slapping you in the face. There's probably a few people out there that's happened to them. You wake up, it's like, what the hell is this? Am I being attacked by an electric eel or something? And nope, it's just a dick. Smack, smack, smack. That's how I like to wake my bitches up. I like to wake them up by smacking them in the face with a dick. Anyway, talking about bitches. Let's talk about bitches for a minute before we get back to comments. So I had to work yesterday, God forbid, and during this week that I thought I was only going to work 2 days, God forbid I only worked 2 days. And then next week, I was like, so we got another day. I'm like, God damn it, here we go. So next week, now I've just added another work day to next week. There is no rest for the wicked. So we worked yesterday, we're driving home. And the guy who's driving, he's the guy who's married. And his phone rings, and it's his wife calling him. And so we're hearing his half of the discussion, and it's about how they got to pay their bills. This is the guy whose wife is a nurse and got fired and then got another job, and how she was delinquent on her medical bills and shit and everything. And so it's over with, and he's like, why can this woman not understand money? You know, it's a long story. They had some money here and there's some money there and then there's some cash over there and they owe some people. And like, she just can't figure it out. She wants to go spend money. And he's like, no, we have to pay these people. And he's getting all frustrated and everything. It's just like, so we're talking about girl math. So then the other guy that I'm with, this is the guy who's been divorced twice. And we start talking about chicks and how they can't figure shit out and everything. And I told my joke about how, you know, which isn't really a joke because it's actually happened, but it's still a joke, right? The thing about how a woman goes, well, why would I have to put oil in the car? Didn't the car have oil in it when I got it? And he says, well, let me tell you about my ex-wife. This is what actually happened. So she had this car, and when you're driving it, the front wheel would make this squealing noise. And so I asked her, I said, are you going to take that in and get it checked? And she says, well, no, and it makes a squealing noise. I just turned the radio up louder so I can't hear it. I'm like, yeah, that's women. And remember, guys, women should major in STEM. So then he says, yeah, there's this funny video I saw about girl math. And he pulls it up on his phone. And this was obviously staged, right? It was an old kind of boomerish guy. And then the young girl, the daughter, whatever. And it was being filmed. So it was obviously staged. It was like a comedy bit. But it was still funny because it's true. And so it starts off, this chick says, well, if I go and I buy something and it costs less than $5, it's basically free. And the guy's like, no, it's not. It's $4. It's not free. She said, no, if it's less than $5, it's not enough money. It's just free. He said, well, what if you buy four things that are $4 each? She says, well, those are all free because they're less than $5 individually. I'm dying because it's true. You guys know it's true if you know any women. Like, this is how they justify their Starbucks 5 days a week, right? Well, it's less than $5, so it's practically free. And that's why this was so funny, because it's true. And then she goes in, she says, well, like, if I have my Starbucks card and I put $20 on my Starbucks card, well, then when I go into Starbucks and I spend money that's on the Starbucks card, that's free because it's not coming out of my bank account. And the guy's like, no, that's not free. It's not coming out of your bank account. It's just coming out of a different account. It's coming out of the account on the Starbucks card. It still costs money. She's like, no, it's free, because it's not coming out of my bank account. And we're laughing because, again, it's staged, but it's true. It's the way women think. It's like with the donut, right? If the donut has 500 calories, they don't eat the whole donut, but they take the donut, they break the donut in half, and then they break the halves in half, and they eat a quarter of the donut, and then they wait 3 minutes, then they eat another quarter of the donut, and then they wait 2 minutes, they wait and eat another quarter of the donut, and then they wait 7 minutes and they eat the final quarter of the donut. And they think, well, that wasn't 500 calories because I broke it into quarters. And when some of those crumbs fell off, all the calories fell off with the crumbs. I mean, it's girl math. It is. Oh, God, it was so funny. Speaking of girls and funny, so last night after I got home from working, ate some dead animal and played some Star Wars and listened to some Dick Show, because I was running some missions on Star Wars that I've run before. I don't need to actually listen to the audio because I know what's going on. So I was listening to Dick Show while playing Star Wars, and Dick got swatted again. That was hilarious. But he goes off on this epic rant. It's raining even harder now. Hold on, I might need to go close my other window. Give me a second. I gotta go check on this. All right, nah, it's okay. You know, I was going to go out today and just do some shit, but with the weather what it is and just me, oh, man, today, shit, so I got up today. And I'll get back to Dick Show in a second. I woke up at 2:30 this morning with the rain slapping me in the face. Then kind of just stayed awake until like 5:30, got up, you know, made the coffee, did a little shit, checked some email, was not feeling enthusiastic about anything. I got so much shit I need to do. I got a list a mile long. I really don't feel like doing jack fuck. What I really felt like doing was laying in bed under my electric, because it's cool today. It was like 50 degrees when I woke up. So it was all cool in the house because I had the windows open. What I really felt like doing this morning was laying in bed under the electric blanket reading a book. And so what I did was I got my ass in bed and I turned on the electric blanket and I read a book. I'm rereading one of them. There's three books in the series. Books of Blood by Clive Barker. I had all three books a long time ago when I was in the military. I made the mistake of loaning them to somebody to read. By somebody, I mean a woman. And I never got them back. This is why I don't loan books out anymore. Made the mistake back in Fort Collins. I loaned some of my mythology books to this chick that I knew from theater. And I didn't think I was going to get them back. Finally, I had to fucking crack down. It's like, I'm coming over. I'm getting my fucking books back. Because you've had them for like 3 years. If you haven't read them by now, you're not going to read them. I'm coming to get my fucking books. And I got my books back this time. So the Great One doesn't loan books out because you don't get them back. And now I'm really pissed off that I didn't get back my Books of Blood because I thought, well, Books of Blood, Clive Barker, you know, paper, I'll just get on Amazon. I'm just going to buy a used copy. I can't find the fucking things. So I'm like, well, shit. So the library had volume 2. So I'm rereading that. And they're pretty damn good. If you're into horror, I've read a couple of other Clive Barker books over time, but I don't remember that much. But I remember the Books of Blood. I do remember because they're short stories. It's 3 books of short stories. And I remembered them being good. And this volume 2 has, I think it's 5 stories in it. I've blown through the first 3. And they're good. He's a good writer. It's some very good shit. And if not his first stuff, it was some of his very early stuff. Books of Blood is a series that sort of solidified him as a horror writer. Anyhow, so that's what I did. Then after that, I took a nap. And that was great. And I woke up from the nap, and I thought, you know what? I'd really like to do right now is take another nap. You know what I did? Went right back to fucking sleep. I only got out of bed because I had to take a piss. Otherwise, I'd probably still be there. Now, I'm on my second cup of coffee, and it is 11:15. I'm talking to you, and I'd really just like to go back. I have no fucking enthusiasm. And yeah, I got to work tomorrow. I got to go do a fucking show. It's going to suck. It's going to be a long-ass day. But there it is. Because that's my life, or at least what I call a life. But hey, at least I'm not getting swatted like Dick Masterson. So Dick got swatted. But then he had this epic rant where he basically, I mean, look, Dick, okay, I don't mind people borrowing. That's fine. I get it. I borrow shit. I steal shit from you all the time. Dick, if you're going to steal my entire fucking routine word for word, could you at least give me a little bit of credit? Dick went off on this epic rant about how nothing in our society functions anymore. He's talking about the train wreck. Was it Ohio where the train turned over and the poison gas or whatever escaped? Again, yes, I'm way behind on Dick episodes. But he's talking about how, well, if you go to their website, all the job descriptions talk about how they value diversity and inclusion and all this other stuff. And basically what's going on in our society is every place, there's no white men working anywhere that know anything because it's all just diversity hires and women are fucking everything up. And I swear to God, guys, he did like 10 minutes that he lifted directly from this podcast. And then he finishes up with going, and everybody's worried about trannies. I don't know why they're worried about trannies, because, you know, did I mention to you that he admitted that 80s girl is a tranny? I wish like hell I'd have fucking marked where this was to get the clip out of the podcast to prove to you what I'm saying. Because I have no evidence for what I'm saying, because I heard it, so there it is. And I wasn't fucking smart enough to write down which episode and the timestamp and go back and get the clip. But Dick was talking, yada, 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 and he says, I support trannies because of 80s girl. And I thought, well, that's because 80s girl is a tranny. Because, for example, if I say, well, you know, I support short people because of Aaron Cleary. Well, what does that tell you? Aaron Cleary is short. If Aaron Cleary was tall, I wouldn't make a statement like, I support short people because of Aaron Cleary. Right, if I say I support Australians because of Adam Piggott, well, what does that tell you about Adam Piggott? That he's gay, but it also tells you he's Australian. If I said I support people who live in Italy but are not Italians because of Adam Piggott, well, what does that tell you? Right, if I said, well, I support black women who have walked on the moon because of Adam Piggott, well, that would mean Adam Piggott is a black woman who's walked on the moon. Otherwise, why would I make a statement like I support black women who have walked on the moon because of Adam Piggott. It makes no fucking sense for those of us who can fucking understand English, which is not that many of us anymore, which I'll maybe talk about that in a second, unless I forget about it, because it segues right into what Dick is talking about. Well, excuse me, what Dick stole from me, the material Dick stole from me verbatim, word for word, about how fucking diversity hires are fucking everything up. So anyhow, and I'm thinking to myself, Dick, do you not realize that trannies are a direct function of women? Right? The only reason our society is obsessed with trannies is because of women. Men, no man, almost no man. There's a couple of unicorns out there. Almost no man alive, with the exception of Bruce Jenner, and that one guy I talked about who wrote the RISC operating language, okay? Other than those two men right there, not a single man alive has ever been sitting around and thought to himself, you know what? I sure would like to cut my dick off and pretend I'm a woman. Men do not come up with this. All of this tranny shit, this is for women. This is just like our entire society revolving around providing daycare for black people, okay? This is all to appease women. Women are the ones who control the schools. Women are the ones who are telling little children there's no such thing as boys and girls. Women are the ones pushing this fucking 47,000 different flavors of ginger and all this other. All of this is to appease women. All of this is because women don't have children and families of their own to care about. And they need something to do with themselves. They need somebody else's life to control and interfere and feel like they have power and to feel good about themselves. This whole tranny thing, if white women were being controlled by their men, this whole tranny thing would not exist. So Dick is right in the sense that trannies are not the source of the problem. Women are the source of the problem. The problem is trannies. Women are the source of that. Anyhow, Dick said, I support trannies because of 80s Girl. It was just this throwaway line that came out of nowhere. I don't even remember the context. I don't know how they even got there. It's just like, bam, he said that. I'm like, well, there it is. Just like when that interviewer said to Lauren Southern in that video, is the father of your child white? And she says, well, I picked the best father for my child that I thought I should get, or whatever she said. She didn't say, yes, he's white. She said, well, he's the best man to be the father of my child. Okay, if the question is the father of your child white? If the father of the child is white, the answer is yes. Any answer other than yes tells us the father of the child is not white. When you say, I support trannies because of my girlfriend, what you're saying is your girlfriend is a tranny. I called it. I called that one. There's something else I was going to, God damn it, I was going to talk about something else and I forgot what it was already. Because I didn't write it down. I wrote a couple of things down. I didn't write dick and women. Yeah, girl math. Fuck. It just popped in my head as I was talking. What was I going to fucking rant about? Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm sure it's really important. I'm sure it's really, really important. Get back to comments. And remember, don't loan your books to girls. You'll never get them back. Actually, don't loan your books to boys either. You'll never get them back. There's something about returning books. It just seems to be impossible for people. You know, let's jump back in time and on comments for a minute here. And get this one. So way, way back, back in August, I did the podcast about assorted things. and I was talking about the Ukraine thing, and I was like, why in the hell is this war not over already? Does anyone understand what's going on? What's your... And Rob left a comment, and here's what he said. Hang on, I got to clear my throat. Because I am having a difficult time talking today. Wait, that's every day. All right, Rob said this. Vox/TheSaker, I don't know who the Saker is, /et al. Commentary. Since the invasion happened, opines the Russian strategy is such due to lessons learned in Chechnya. I think I mispronounced that. Example, charging in force into city centers and taking huge casualties. In addition, Russian regulars are primarily held in reserve in case Gato decides to escalate. Wagner reservist militias are used the most. Well, you know, I suppose, you know, thinking about it, thanks for the comment, Rob. I mean, that does make a lot of sense. Because again, I know very little about this advertising campaign that's going on over there in the Ukraine because I just don't care. I don't even care enough to Google stuff because I don't care. But if it is mostly urban fighting, which, you know, again, if I can see that, okay. And if the Russians are trying not to just devastate the cities, because that's the thing. With urban warfare, I have talked about this a lot in the past. I haven't talked about it recently. You know, urban warfare, when I was in the military, we called it MOUNT, Military Operations in Urban Terrain. And I've talked about this in the past. We're going to talk about it some more. Down at Fort Benning, Georgia, we had an actual village made out in the fucking boonies there. Concrete buildings, 2- and 3-story buildings, you know, single-story buildings. It's all made out of concrete, so you could run around in there and shoot live bullets, in which we would run around in there and shoot live bullets. And fascinatingly enough, none of us ever shot each other because, you know, this is when the military was comprised of men, both white men and black men and brown men and even some yellow men. Probably even some red men here and there. And we managed to do this shit without killing each other. Unlike the modern military, where if you remember when I read this bit, the military people on guard duty have to put tape on top of their magazines over the bullets so they don't accidentally chamber a bullet and kill each other. Because that's how fucking retarded they are. So we'd run around inside this thing and be clearing buildings, all sort of shit. And people who get their knowledge of military tactics from watching television do not understand that urban terrain might be the worst for military operations. For me, it's a toss-up between deserts and urban, because in the desert, there's nothing to hide behind. Desert is great if you're a tank. If you're an infantry soldier, desert, it's nothing but sand, which is going to get right in your fucking butt crack. There's nothing to hide behind. And running in the sand is the hardest goddamn work ever, right? Because there's nothing to push against. It sucks every which way. And you probably like flop down on the ground to try to, you know, dodge the bullets and shit and land on a cactus. So now you've got sand in your asshole and you got a fucking cactus thorn in your ball sack and somebody shooting at you. That sounds fantastic. Sounds like a great day. Really, really happy I missed Desert Storm and all that other gay shit in the desert. I cannot imagine anything worse than being an infantry soldier in the desert. But urban terrain is not easy like you see on television. Man, clearing buildings and shit like that, and there's a gazillion opportunities for booby traps, for ambushes. I mean, it's a nightmare. I've never done it like real for real, you know, like invading a city where people are really trying to shoot me. I've only trained for it. But I can tell you it's a nightmare. Oh, I just remembered why. Hold on, give me a second. I need to write this on my list. Okay. And we may or may not talk about this today. It fits in with all the comments and the Rolo stuff and everything else. But, all right. Where was I on Mount? Not mounting as in mounting a woman. Mount as in military operations and urban terrain. So anyhow, if the Russians are going in and they're trying to take the city, because if you just want to destroy the city, you just fly over it and bomb the fuck out of it. So I'm assuming, which is dangerous to do, but I'm assuming because the Russians haven't just bombed the fuck out of these cities, that means they want them intact. So yeah, if you want the city intact and you want to go in there and try to take it and only kill enemy combatants and not kill civilians, that's hard. That's a lot of fucking work. Way more work than you can imagine. Probably more work than I can imagine, and I've trained to do it because I've never actually done it. I'm pretty sure if I actually had to do it in real life, it's going to be about 10 times harder than even I think it is. That's tough. So if that's what the Russians are doing, if they're trying to take these cities intact and have, you know, minimal unnecessary civilian casualties and just get the enemy soldiers, all right, I can see. And not only that, but if that's what they're trying to do, then yeah, this is going to take a long time. This is going to be their second Afghanistan. They're going to be there for 20 fucking years. Maybe not 20 years, but close. But hey, it's all right, because Ukraine, I saw a video on YouTube. You know, if the Ukraine just gets some more fighter jets, that's going to turn the tide. Americans are so fucking dumb. God damn, we're dumb. All right. As I clear my throat. Right there in your ears. Yes, because I am a bastard like that. By the way, I'm still catching up on the Grillcast. I don't remember how far back I am now, but I still recommend this podcast. It is funny. They have a sense of humor that matches mine. All right, let's get back to speaking of idiots. All right. All right, here we go. We're back to commentary on the whole Rolo Manosphere thingy. Dumbass Aussie says this. I said it once here, more eloquently than how I'm about to reiterate on it, but being the black sheep of the commentators on TGO's site, it's a given it went over most of you niggers' heads. Manosphere is a psyop. Perhaps it wasn't always, but it's what it became once participants began referring to it as the Manosphere. The Manosphere of today is what the Manosphere has always been about. Wait, the Manosphere of today is what the Manosphere has always been about then. Only it has never once changed, unlike perhaps some of the people who once participated in it. While some individuals matured in their beliefs, they were falsely under the impression that the Manosphere would age with them. Yeah, you know, if anything, the Manosphere has become more immature. It's definitely not maturing, if that's what he means by a, which I think when he says the age with them, I think he's saying it would mature with them, which is a reasonable assumption to make, but wrong, because no, we can see the Manosphere is not maturing. If anything, it's just devolving into, as I've already beat the head dead horse many times here lately, right? It's just devolving into marketing. Red pill. Hi, I'm Rich Cooper. I don't sell soap anymore. Now I sell red pill protein powder. You know, it's the drop shipping bros. Have you guys seen that? I mean, I've seen it. It's like these bros on, I teach a drop shipping course. I'll teach you how to sell things with drop shipping. You advertise a product and people buy it, and then you have someone else ship it to them and you can be a millionaire, right? That's what the manosphere is. It's just a way to sell stuff that other people create, right? Like I said, this is back to Rich Cooper. I made fun of this. I said, Rich Cooper does not own a factory where he extracts protein from cows and turns the protein into powder and then manufactures jars to put it in and puts the protein in the... No, somebody else who already does this, he just pays them money, they put his label on it, and then he charges three times as much. That's what the manosphere is now. That's all it is. It's grifting. It's a marketing ploy. It's advertising. It has definitely not matured. I don't know if I go so far as to call it a psyop, as dumbass Aussie does, just because I don't know if I want to give them that much credit. Like, a psyop implies some sort of plan and some vestige of intelligence. Oh, intelligence! Hold on, I just remembered the other thing I was going to talk about. Do I want to backtrack? talking about affirmative action and hiring. So with one of my websites, I'm having an email problem. And so I've now contacted technical support three times to try to resolve this. It's like I send the email and the email won't go through. And so I send the header. Even those of you in my audience who are virgin toes are not retarded. You've all sent an email. I'm going to explain to you things that are really fucking, that you already know. So when you send an email, right, and the email bounces back, you get a message in return that says your email didn't go through, and it has the header information that tells you, you know, that you may not necessarily understand it, but it provides information about why the email bounced back, right? So I'm sending this header information to the technical support. I said, look, the emails are coming back to me. They're not getting delivered. Here's what's going on. Like, well, what email address are you sending it from? That information is in the header that I just sent to you. Well, what email address are you sending it to? Can you send to a Gmail account? Like, I'm sending to a Gmail account. The account that I'm sending the email to is right there in the header information I just sent to you. Does anybody remember when website hosting, you would contact the technical support people and they actually knew shit about computers? I do remember that. I remember those days. Three fucking times I've been through this. Then one of them was like, well, can you change the subject? I'm like, well, change the subject to what? You know, because I'm doing like test email or, you know, or email test. Whatever. Well, change the subject to something that's, what did she say? I'm pretty sure. And all of these people, hi, I'm Abdulia. I will help you. Like nobody, you go into tech support in the chat room. Nobody ever says, hi, I'm Bob. How can I help you? Hi, I'm Sally. How can I help you? Hello, I'm Christine. How can I help you? It's these weird fucking names that I can't even pronounce. Like, even if it was like, I'm Abdul, or, that's a normal name. But I said, I am Mohammed. How can I help you? Okay, Mohammed. If somebody named Mohammed, you know, I might really get really good tech support from Mohammed. But these names are things I can't even fucking pronounce. They're weird combinations of letters that don't look anything like a word I've ever fucking seen. By the way, the hosting company is Bluehost. Bluehost sucks. Not just for this. There's other reasons. I've had this Bluehost account for years now, and I've hit the point. See, now, one more thing I got to do. I'm just moving my fucking websites. I'm done with Bluehost. They suck on multiple fucking levels. Not just this. This was just the straw that broke the camel's back. They suck. on multiple levels. Do not give your money to Bluehost. I know they have really good propaganda about how great their web hosting is. It's not. So like, well, change the subject line. Okay, I'm like, okay, tell me exactly what you want me to change the subject line to. And so I write back and say, change it to applying for opportunities. And I thought to myself, if I got an email with the subject line applying for opportunities, I would delete that in a heartbeat because that's spam. Whoa. Thank God for the pause button because I just sneezed my brain cells out, but you guys didn't have to hear that right there in your ears because I got to the pause button in time. But I mean, so there it is. Once again, the affirmative action hiring. Like, three times I have yet to contact anybody who can just fucking decipher the email header and figure out what's going on. They can't even figure out what email address I'm sending from, even though that information is right there in the header. And this goes back to, great one, why do you think the electricity is going to go off? Gosh, I don't know. Because the people at the web hosting company can't read an email header. But I'm sure these very same affirmative action hires at the electric company, they can totally figure out how to keep the power on. All right, let's get back to dumbass Aussie. Where were we? Okay, the manosphere of today is what the manosphere has always been about then. Only it has never once changed, unlike perhaps some of the people who once participated in it. While some individuals matured in their beliefs, they were falsely under the impression the manosphere would age with them. This hasn't been the case. Manosphere instead has been on a steady journey to its logical destination. As it has always been about medicisms, convincing people hypergamy is absolute, brand building, and grifting on people's inadequacies, it thrives off a faux controversy and offers no solution to the problems men have nowadays. Only ways in which to navigate the decay and deal with the symptoms of a dying society. It has its roots in sophistry and as a result has no value. I mean, I can't say he's wrong about any of these things. These are all pretty valid observations. It does thrive on faux controversy. You know, the e-drama is what keeps all of this going. So I thought about this the other day. There's a lot of things I think about because I'm a fucking genius. That's why you guys listen to me. One of the reasons I'm a genius is that I don't do these two and a half, 3 hour fucking live streams like our hero of the day, Rollo Tomasi, does. Because I'm thinking about, among other things, you know, because we're criticizing Rollo in the context of the manosphere and everything else. The other thing about him, he's not funny, as I've already mentioned, but he takes himself way too seriously. Like, if you watched any of this video I linked to where Venti is making fun of him and Rollo is on this show with this gay biker guy and he's just melting down because of whatever he's melting down about. And like, you can see he's just taken himself way too seriously. I mean, I'm right about everything. I'm right all the time. I can make a flat place on the ground without having to bomb other countries, right? I am a fucking genius. I did predict Lauren Southern's divorce, which is kind of like predicting that if it rains outside, the ground will get wet, okay? But I am a master of the obvious, and I don't take myself anywhere near as seriously as he does. If you watch, and I haven't watched any Rollo videos lately because I don't need to, because they're ridiculous, because he's ridiculous, but I've watched Rollo in the past, and he's very, very serious, and he's very convinced of his own righteousness at all times, and he is dead terrified of being wrong. Like, how many times have you guys listened to this podcast? I know, too many times. And I've been running my fucking mouth, and then I just stop and I say, oh, but you know what? Everything I just said is wrong because I just thought of this thing right here and that invalid, right? How many times have you heard me do that? How many times have you heard me come on this podcast and tell you I'm wrong? You ever heard Rolo say he's wrong about anything? If you're never wrong about anything, that's because you're not actually right all the time. That's because you're stupid. Because smart people are wrong all the fucking time, on a regular fucking basis. That's how you become right, is by being wrong, figuring out you're wrong. And if I get on the internet and I talk for 3 fucking hours, I'm going to say something in 3 hours that's wrong. And Rolo, he goes for 3 fucking hours, and everything that comes out of his mouth is the most serious fucking gospel that's ever been handed down from God. And I'm thinking to myself about all this because I don't do 3-hour live streams. This is one of the reasons, because people are every once in a while, including Chad Elkins. Chad, I hope you're getting a good workout at the gym today, you fucking fag. Chad Elkins, you know, great one. How come your podcast, Aaron Clary does it too, but I've explained it to Aaron. He just doesn't pay attention. Why is your podcast 54 minutes and 20 seconds long? Why don't you go longer? Well, there's a lot of reasons, because number one, I'm not selling super chats. I don't need to milk this as long as possible to get money out of people. But also because I just don't want to talk longer than that, because my voice is fucked up as it is. But also because here's the thing. When I do this podcast in chunks, it forces me to shut the fuck up after 54 minutes and 20 seconds. And even if I just take a break and I walk away and I get another martini and then I record again, I walk away from what I'm doing and I do this process called thinking. I do a little examination of what was I saying. And sometimes in that pause in there, right, I realize, I said this one thing and that was kind of dumb. That didn't make any sense. I need to explain that better. Or, I just realized this is why I was wrong about that. And when you get on the internet and you're just going for 2.5 fucking hours about hypergamy and you just get into this repetition where people are coming on your thing and giving you, although nowhere, I'm sure Rolo gets nowhere near the amount of super chats that little half-breed Brittany Vintney gets, because the beta males are willing to give her money because they're willing that she might have sex with them. Rolo's not going to have sex with you guys. I got news for you. But anyhow, it's just on and on, and he just drones on and on. And I'm thinking, why does Rolo? Because we've been, let's beat this dead horse again. Rolo's got money, right? He took the red pill crypto course. He should be a crypto billionaire, right? He's got money. He wrote the Rational Mail. Why? Why is he still getting on the internet and talking for 2.5-hour live streams about how awesome he is and what does he do? Oh, he's begging for super chats because this is his job. Because he hasn't figured out yet how to put, Rolo, just sell some protein powder. Tomasi protein powder, you'll make a fortune. It's just on and on. And it has no value. Like dumbass Aussie says, this just has no value because it's just repetition of the same old shit. Because the point is not to help anybody. The ultimate point, and I'm not saying Rolo's book has never helped anybody. There's a lot of people who didn't understand how girls work until they read the Rational Mail. Okay? Again, I'm insulting Rolo, and I think he's a dipshit, and he has a do-rag on his head, but I'm going to give credit where credit's due. You know, the book opened up a lot of eyes. That book saved a lot of men. But Rolo is still on the internet, going for 2.5 hours, taking himself way too seriously, with a do-rag on his head, talking to a homosexual biker after getting busted you know, asking some person on, via email to send him naked pictures of a girl that made fun of him on the internet. I mean, there's just nothing masculine about this. It is the whole reason why I am now beating this dead horse. It's really that simple. I could excuse everything else, but the part where Venti pretends to be a guy on the internet that used to date Venti and says to Rolo, I think I have some naked pictures of her floating around. As soon as Rolo wrote back and said, can you send the naked pictures to me? At that point, right there, all masculinity just dropped right out of his body. Like, that is fucking weak and gay. Because he's doing it, he's not doing it because she's hot and he wants to fucking spank his monkey looking at the pictures. I would understand that. He's doing it because he wants to get back at her because she made fun of him on the internet. Like, that's pathetic. A fucking little 24-year-old half-breed girl makes fun of you on the internet and you got to turn your life towards getting back at her? That is not masculine. If Brittany Venti, if you make fun of me on the internet, I'm not going to try to get back at you. I promise you. I might make fun of you. I am making fun of you. I might make fun of you a little bit back in return, but that's it. I'm not going to look for naked pictures of you. I'm not going to try to dox you. I'm not going to try to publish your home address and your social security number. And because I am the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 18 years, who is right, who is always right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. Brittany, when you're right about things, I will agree with you. Rolo Tomasi does have a do-rag on his head. He does look ridiculous. You are absolutely correct. Dumbass Aussie continues, the pinnacle of manosphere wisdom and value accumulates in how many bitches you can get on your dick. Yeah, I mean, now we're getting dangerously close to what is a high value man. How much time do I have left in this podcast? Holy shit, I've been blabbing my mouth for that long. See, he's not wrong. To a large extent, I was getting nice and sunny outside now. Shit. To a large extent, I am ignorant of what's going on in the manosphere these days, other than occasionally when I see something like this and can't stop making fun of it. But yeah, I do get the impression that it has shifted, or maybe maybe it was there all the time. But yeah, the focus is just how many women can you have sex with? And so everything, you know, like Rolo's high value man shit, well, have a bunch of money and get a vasectomy. And what's the context of that? Well, you have a bunch of money so you can have sex with a bunch of women, and you have the vasectomy so that when you have sex with them, you don't get any of them pregnant and get tied down to one of them so you can keep having sex with a bunch of them. Right? I mean, look, if you're not going to have sex with a bunch of women, the vasectomy part is kind of irrelevant, right? It's like when you say, I support trannies because of my girlfriend, that means your girlfriend is a tranny. When you say that a high-value man is a man who gets a vasectomy so he can't get women pregnant, well, if you're not running around having sex with a bunch of women, then you don't have the option of getting women pregnant anyhow. So the implication here is that you're having a bunch of sex with a bunch of women. Otherwise, why would the vasectomy be relevant? I mean, ultimately, the real purpose of Rolo's definition of a high-value man is a man who has money. Ultimately, it's because that's what serves Rolo, because Rolo wants you to buy his products. Rolo wants you to give him super chats. He wants you to buy his books, right? Rich Cooper wants you to be a high-value man because he wants you to buy his protein powder. And so when people talk about what is a high-value man, which we're not going to talk about, but we're going to have to talk about it because I have a definition, because this is the important part. When you sit and you go, what is a high-value man? Well, in the context of what? And so I thought, again, I'm thinking about Rolo and this tweet, and now he's defining a high-value man, which is gayer than fuck, as I've already said. And if you use that phrase, you're gayer than fuck, I'm gay right now for using it. But I'm like, what is his context for what is a high-value man? So a man who doesn't reproduce. And then I realized, no, Rolo's context for a high-value man is someone who has a lot of money, because what's Rolo doing? Well, he's selling stuff. If you're selling stuff, you want people to have money so that they can buy your stuff. The context for Rolo's definition of a high-value man is not being valuable to other men or saving Western civilization, which, yes, I know it's not. I just don't argue it. I'm just saying. You can have the, if you come here and say, well, my context is I want to save Western civilization, right? If you want to come, if Adam Pickett was here, Adam, what's a high-value man? What's the context for that? Well, Adam would say, well, the context for being a high-value man is being a Catholic and worshiping God, right? You don't have to agree with somebody's context. You just have to understand they have a context. When you start defining things or even not defining things like Rolo did because he won't define his terms, although he defined his terms when he put out the tweet because it's there, okay? But you have a context. I realize Rolo's context for a high-value man is somebody who can buy Rolo's products. And that's what the Manosphere has become. It's about, can you buy our products? It's not about, let's explain girls to you. It's not about, hey, you know, let's help you make some wise choices and give you some wisdom to life in life based on things we've done and mistakes we've made and successes we've had. It's we're selling things. We're selling a cryptocurrency course, and you can become a millionaire if you take our $1,000 cryptocurrency course, because you can't figure out what Bitcoin is on your own and open up an account at Coinbase and buy some Bitcoin. And as I've said many times in the past, stupid people have money so that smart people can take it from them. I don't want to necessarily say that people in the Manosphere are smart, but they're at least smarter than the people who are signing up for a $1,000 cryptocurrency course. So the context of the Manosphere is, how can people in the Manosphere take money away from people who follow the Manosphere on the internet? And we did not make very much progress on reading comments on the website whatsoever. So we'll be back. We'll finish this up after I've had some time to think about it.